Today, Farm Bureau with thoughts and with more on BLM's instruction memo about land health standards. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. This week, we've been covering the Bureau of Land Management's process of implementing their public lands rule. And in particular, we've been focusing on the instruction memo that was sent out setting a national health standard for all BLM managed lands and for all users of these lands. To this point, the only group who have had rangeland health standards has been livestock grazing. Those standards and the system they operate under were created in the mid-1990s after Secretary Bruce Babbitt wrote the rules that he wanted to use for BLM land management. Those standards were created with a much more grassroots approach, assigning local resource advisory councils with the responsibility of creating the standards that fit their local conditions. Here in Nevada, there were three different local RACs, and as BLM noted in their most recent instruction memo, having 17 sets of rangeland health standards and guidelines is not going to be tolerated this go-round. We're going to have the total user standards set by insiders, and there will be one set of national standards with very strict limitations on any variance. One major concern is that this rewrite will very likely write over the standards that have been operating since the 1990 version for livestock grazing. Given the top-down mindset, there's not too much to be eagerly anticipating. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.